Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a sprinkle of self-belief and a whole lot of confidence. Today, we're diving into something super powerful: emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another lecture on feelings, hear me out. This isn't about being all mushy and overly sensitive. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing how they impact your actions, and learning to navigate those roller coaster rides with grace and awareness. Trust me, this stuff is gold. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could handle stress like a boss? If you could communicate more effectively and build stronger relationships? If you knew exactly what triggered your emotions and how to respond in a healthy way? That's the magic of emotional intelligence. It's like having a superpower that helps you understand yourself, connect with others on a deeper level, and ultimately, live a more fulfilling life. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. First up, self-awareness is everything. This means paying attention to those internal whispers, your thoughts, feelings, even physical sensations. When you notice yourself feeling anxious or frustrated, ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way? What triggered this reaction?" Getting curious about your emotions is the first step to mastering them. Ever felt like you're on autopilot, just reacting without thinking? Yeah, we've all been there. But when you cultivate self-awareness, it's like hitting the pause button and gaining control of your emotional response. Second, emotional regulation is key. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about managing them constructively. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves that rise and fall. The goal isn't to stop the waves, but to learn how to surf them gracefully. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, step away from the situation if possible, or find healthy coping mechanisms like exercise or meditation. Remember, your emotional well-being matters. Third, empathy is gold. Stepping into someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective can change everything. Active listening, truly hearing what someone is saying without interrupting or judging, is a powerful tool for building connection and empathy. It shows that you care about their experience, even if you haven't walked in their shoes before. Fourth, self-motivation is your secret weapon. This isn't just about being ambitious, it's about having intrinsic drive and the ability to set goals and work towards them despite challenges. Imagine yourself as a superhero with a mission. That's what self-motivation feels like. It fuels your passion, helps you overcome obstacles, and keeps you moving forward even when things get tough. Finally, social skills are everything. Being able to communicate effectively, build rapport, and navigate social situations with confidence is essential for success in all areas of life. Think about it, from landing that dream job to building meaningful relationships, strong social skills can open doors you never thought possible. Let me tell you a story. I once had this experience where I was presenting a project at work, and my heart was pounding like a drum solo. My palms were sweating, and I could feel my voice trembling. But then, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I knew my stuff, and focused on connecting with the audience. Instead of letting fear control me, I channeled my nervous energy into passion and enthusiasm. And you know what? The presentation went great. See, emotional intelligence isn't just about knowing your feelings, it's about using them to your advantage. It's about turning those moments of self-doubt or anxiety into fuel for growth and success. Remember, you are capable of amazing things when you harness the power of your emotions. So, my friends, what will you do with this newfound knowledge? First off, start practicing self-awareness. Pay attention to those emotional cues throughout your day. Journal about your feelings, reflect on situations that trigger you, and get curious about what makes you tick. Next, experiment with different emotional regulation techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or exercise. And lastly, remember the power of empathy. Truly listen to others, try to see things from their perspective, and build connections based on understanding and compassion. This is your journey, and I'm here to cheer you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.